And it was early in the morning. The sun just started barely coming up when they shot it, and I was sitting in the truck and looked, and it was a beautiful mushroom cloud. It was beautiful.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And it came up over the top of me, but it split. And one went to the west and one went to the east, the cloud. And I got some fallout, but not much. I think I wrote about 250 MR.
Mm-hmm.
And then we followed that out clear to the Tonopah test range, I did. And then up through over Highway 6, US 6. And there I believe it was on Johnny Boy. I can't remember those atmospheric shots there.
Mm-hmm.
I had a portable sampler that would run on a tape, and I believe it'd go up to 60 MR.
Okay.
And you could set up for 24 hours. Well, I'd run more than that. I think the tape would run several days.
Okay.
So, it was getting late at night. So I just stopped the truck. It was about 20 miles east of Tonopah. And I just went over there and set it down on the ground and set it. And said, I'll pick it up in the morning because the fallout was still coming down.
Yeah.
I think it was reading something like 45 MR. I didn't want to stay there because it was about 10 o'clock at night.
Huh.
And I said, I'll come back and pick it up in the morning.
Sure.
Because it'll give me the data on how long the cloud passed and so forth like that. So anyway, well, early in the morning, banging on my door. It must have been 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was a sheriff. I said, see, I was just getting ready to get up, you know. And he said, is this yours? And he had my...
Darn it.
He said, some guy he found alongside the road, he said, out east of town here. And I said, yeah, that's mine. And I said, doggone, I said, how come that... I said, who did it? And he said, oh, some tourist stopped and he brought it into the sheriff's office. And I said, oh, God. I said, what time was it? He said, oh, about 11 o'clock. So I said,
drat.
I said, well, okay, and deal. And I said, geez, why can't people just leave things alone? And he says, I don't know why they don't.
That's
but
funny.
He knew who it was, who it belonged to.